USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Zelensky declined to comment on whether he ordered an attack on a Russian fuel depot. The Secretary of Ukraine's National Security Council denied allegations from Moscow that two Ukrainian helicopter gunships had struck the facility in the city of Belgorod. If Moscow's claim is confirmed, it would be the war's first known attack in which Ukrainian aircraft penetrated Russian airspace. President Biden says it's Russian President Vladimir Putin's fault that prices are going up.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world.
A judge denied Ghislaine Maxwell's request for a new trial, rejecting her claim of juror bias. Maxwell filed the motion after a man who served on the jury that convicted her of sex trafficking last year revealed he was a victim of childhood sexual abuse, which he had not disclosed in jury selection. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pap. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body status if it jumps into state politics.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
The 1967 Disney measure allows the company to act as its own government. As COVID-19 cases continue to fall in the United States, cases of another virus are rebounding to pre-pandemic levels. Outbreaks of norovirus, the bug responsible for the dreaded stomach flu, have been on the rise since January, according to the CDC. There's no data to suggest that the norovirus outbreaks are in any way linked to the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Sarah Palin shook up an already unpredictable race for Alaska's lone U.S. House seat, joining a field of 50 other candidates seeking to fill the spot held for decades by the late Don Young, who died last month. Palin has the biggest national political profile in the packed field. That includes current and former state legislators and a North Pole City Council member named Santa Claus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The House passed a landmark bill to federally decriminalize cannabis, 220 to 204. If the legislation is passed in the Senate, it would mean nonviolent marijuana offenses would be expunged from criminal records. A nationwide sales tax could be placed on cannabis and used in part to open a fund that, among other things, would help small businesses in the industry. And the VA could recommend marijuana use to help treat PTSD, while federal workers could partake without losing security clearances. The nation's oldest active national park ranger has retired at the age of 100. Betty Reed Soskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
March Madness starts wrapping up today with the Final Four. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament semifinals will take place in New Orleans. Number 1 Kansas battles number 2 Villanova in the first game. In the second game, legendary coach Mike Krzyzewski looks to lead Duke past bitter rival North Carolina to top off the final season of his career. Kansas versus Villanova tips off at 6:09 p.m. Eastern. Duke versus North Carolina will follow. The winners will advance to the championship game Monday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.